So last week, I just want to say one article again. Last week, and then we'll go into this as well. But last week, we were speaking about parties with goyim. So you mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam says it's an issur to sit at a party with goyim. If you look at some Kuf Nun Beis over here, the Mechaber speaks about he's making a simcha either a chuppah, marrying of his son or his daughter, or he's making a suda for that he had a son, a party for a simcha.
The guys did it.
So the good. So the Mechaber, based on the Gemara of Zara, the Mechaber says it's also for the Yisrael to eat over there. A few oichon mishalai, even the Yisrael is eating from his own food. The shamish shalai, and the one serving the Yisrael is the Yisrael's own shamish. I made a love umishamish. It's awesome. The question, and there's one of two reasons given over there in the Rishayim, either because of the chashash of chasnas, like we've been learning in the past few simanim, because there's a chashash that if you'll mingle with them, you'll come to marry their daughters, and they'll marry yours, or there's an inyan of avodah zarah, that you'll come to be hoida, you'll give praise to them when the goy is bim shabeach, is avodah zarah for the simcha, so you'll come to agree and you'll come to be shabeach the avodah zarah. There are nafkaminas, a few nafkaminas. What we were discussing last week with the Rambam was if it's not a simcha, it's just a gathering for Mireyas, a friendly gathering, is that mutar also? And that's what the Rambam is being mechadish, that the same halacha, you look at the Pritaya and the Prichadash, I meant to bring in a copy of it, but the Pritaya, which is the Arachayim, this Pirush on Yerudeya, the Prichadash, or Marachan, this also, back in Kuf Yedalit, that it's any type of drinking, any type of eating, if you're at the same table with the guy, having a suda, even just a friendly suda, that's where the issur is. The issur we mentioned, 4, 5, 6 heteros. The het of Eva that we mentioned, so that's that. If you look over here in Kufnun Beis, it's a serious discussion between the Paz and the Nekutz HaKesem, if there's Bechal, that het of Eva, in our suya. Okay. Now, in Siman Kuf Tesvav, Siman Kuf Tesvav is beginning the halachas of Chol HaVakum. There's three parts to the sugya, as there's three sifim in the Siman. There's Chol HaVakum, there's Minas HaKum, and there's Chema, which is butter. And each one has its own reasons. As we'll see, that the reasons of chalav don't really apply to gvina. Therefore, the ones have to have a separate discussion of why should gvina zakum be aser. And then we'll see chema. We'll have to see what the makar for chema is. Where does it come from? The issur of chema. However, it begins with the mission of Masechta Avodah Zarah, as you saw in the first Maramokan, where the mission is telling us that there are things of a goy that are aser. One of them is Cholav shechalvay oivikom vein yisrael re'eh. You have to be daigin l'shaynis. Cholav that was milked by a goy, vein yisrael re'eh. And Yisrael did not see it. What's it? We'll have to define that clearly. What did Yisrael not see? That's one of those things which Chazal asked v'achila, but there's no Yisr Hanah. There's no Yisr Hanah. In the Gemara, it's Mevorah. What were they worried about? Cholof, what's there to worry about? So the Gemara says, the Koybeni Atifi. They were worried that maybe he mixed into it Cholof Tameh. There's a chashash over here that perhaps the guy, as a filler, Cholof Tameh is cheap. It's cheaper than Cholof Tahar. So he'll want to make money off this. Maybe for himself he won't do it because he wants good milk. But for the consumer, he'll mix in some chav tameh to make it to fill it, to make it look more, and that's what we're worried about. Chav tameh, this is the raisa. Shulchan Aruch and Yerdeisim pay aleph. Kol yoytzim in a tameh tameh. Anything that comes from a tameh is tameh. So chav that comes from a beim tameh is aser. And therefore, the chashash over here is that the Gemara over there says, Tanin Allah the Tanar Avana. Yaishiv Yisrael, we learned this in a Braisa, it says, V'loi Ma'arifah. The they saw, it says Yoshev Yisrael, if Yisrael was sitting there and he saw that they didn't mix anything in, then it's mutter. So what's before over there in the Rishonim is, and many Rishonim is, that when we talk about Yisrael Re'ehu, it doesn't mean Dafka, that the Yisrael is seeing the actual milking. But the Rishonim say, the Peskerid, the Chisharah, the Meiri, and others, that the Kavan is not Kipshutai, that the Yisrael is Oymir Agabav and he's seeing the milking directly. It's enough that he saw mixes, he saw part of the process. And because of the Shmira of the Jew, whatever this is, it creates a mirtas, it creates a fear on the guy to add or to mix into it something that's not kosher. That's going to be the hetzer. Yisrael Re'ehu may not mean, we'll see from the Bryce, and that's what the Gemara is bringing a Bryce over there. The Gemara is bringing a Bryce that even though he didn't see it actually, it still could be Mutta. And that's what we're going to see in the Torah and the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, that they learned, like the Pashas Lashon the Gemara, that sometimes we're going to be matter even if the soul is not watching the actual Chaliba itself. Again, we have to remark that what this is as we go on further. But the Chashash of Chazal was for Chol of Tameh, which is the Chara Chashash of Yisrael Deraisa. Now, Tosfos, I quoted a Tosfos over there, where Tosfos brings the Shittas of Ben Tam, that learned the reason for the Xeris because of Giloy. Giloy was that if liquid was left open, if let's say you have water or certain mashkin that are left open overnight, we're worried that maybe a snake came and put in some poison, venom, some poison into the liquid that was left open, and therefore you shouldn't drink. If this is the reason for the gzera, if we would learn like the Rabbein Tam, if this is the reason for the gzera, so then the gzera would not be in the game nowadays, as Tosfos himself writes over there, and in Masechet Beitza, and also it's passing like that in Shulchan Aruch Kufta Zayin, Sif Aleph, it's also mentioned in the Kiddush, that nowadays we're not Chayshish Begila because we don't have snakes. Snakes are not Matzoibah, so we are not Chayshish Begila. So, Pi Shulchan Aruch, there's no Chayshish Begila nowadays. And therefore, there wouldn't be a problem of Chol Vakum from if this was the reason. Except there's a Shla, there's a Gra that is Makbin on Giloy because there are other reasons, but Pi Shulchan Aruch would not be a problem. However, halacha l'maisa, as we see, we pass in that the reason is Nushem Iruf, because maybe they mixed into it Cholav Tameh. Now, there's a shach in Simen Kuf Yeches, Sif Ches, that says as follows, that even though the shash is that maybe he mixed into a Cholav Tameh, which is Issur Torah, still, it's only a Chashash Darabanan. It's only a Chashash Darabanan. And therefore, over there in Simkuf Yechas, it's discussing if I send milk with a guy, do I need one chaysam or two chaysamais? And over there it says you only need one chaysam, because it's only a chash terabana. But what does that mean? It's before in the Gemara that chalav, like we saw, chalav tar is chivar, is white, chalav tameh is yellowish. So if I have chalav in front of me, pretty clear, I can see what it is. If I mix the two together, it should change the color. So what are we worried about over here? So if you take a look at the shach over there, and I just want to say a very big kitzer, it comes out of the shach, because it will play a role in the halachas that we're going to see, that even though the chash is for a issur d'oraisa, the chash is for chalav tameh, which is issur d'oraisa, but it remains as the chash d'rabban, because the amount that the guy is mixing into this mixture is so little that it's going to be bottled. Because he's definitely a koshki, and he's not going to switch the chalav tar for the chalav tameh because it's nicker. So we're talking about mixing in a very, very small amount. And still Chazal, even though it's a small amount that he's mixing in there, and it'll be bottled, still Chazal didn't want us to have any shaykhs to this chalav. Also, it's before over there that Chalav Tahar is, I mixed two Nikudas together. First, we're talking about only a very small amount. Number two is that the Chalav Tahar and the Chalav Tameh is considered min deminoi, Therefore, Minat Torah will be batal. That's number two. Number three, also, we would go Basar Reib Chal, which is Masli Bimeinu, which is called Tar. So why should we be Chayshish for it? So therefore, the whole Chashash is Be'etim Chashash Drabbanan for the Chal of Tami. So it's, at the end of the day, it's a Chashash Drabbanan that perhaps there's some kind of small amount over here. If you take a look at the Chassam Sefer, Chassam Sefer in Drush, Chassam Sefer is in Drush Lamed Zayin, I'm sorry, Drush Lezayin B'Tavis, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, on page Pei Alf over there, and Pei Le'yoyitz and Ois Dibir Chachamim, they speak about the Gzera of Chol of Akkom. So the Pei Le'yoyitz, they both speak about the same idea, but the Pei Le'yoyitz says over here, that one has to be very careful about Divrei Chachamim. Sometimes even more than Divrei Torah, a person has to put in more of a Zahiros. And he goes on and says, what's his example? He goes, Chalav Shechalav Ayakum Vein Yisro Reihu. Shasim Shom Chashash Chalav Tameh. Ba Mispartzim Ayrib. Those are the Partzim. They say, Midi Hu Taimel Shom Chalav Tameh. What's the big deal? What, he's mixing a Chalav Tameh? I know he's not mixing a chol of tame. Says v'luv chachmu yaskilush chol dimer chom chayim v'kayomim elam bittol elamis. Chazal v'chazal said remains v'leinotu toiras kol echa b'yodim. It's not for anyone to make a decision. V'oival divreim avshel ifia emes yir chol mivayim a toira. He says even if taka, let's say it was really chol of tar and you oival on their words, yesh oivim du ka oichol neveles v'treifis. Ve'ein lanu al divrei chachamim shemovar atam lefi apshat. Even besides the reason they're telling us apshat, that is because of irav chav dame. Yesh mem kavet sifune saidos. There's many hidden secrets behind it. V'sumas yisharim tanchem shloi loso mi divreim yom no small. Not to turn right or left from what they say, but there is surim takones gezeres etzatayvos, which are spread out in Talmud, Kiruch Hashem Divaba, and he speaks very highly of what the Chazal told us. And similarly, the Chassam Sefer also. Chassam Sefer writes that many of the tzaris and come to us because we macht leicht with the Kaddish Chazal. And again, he picks this example as the example. So we have here many reasons to why Chazal. Besides the reason that Chazal told us, there are other sibbas behind it that Chazal asked it to us. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, which is in Dalet and Hay over here on the paper, so the Aruch HaShulchan tells us in Hay. I'm sorry, yeah, it's Maramok of Dalet in Dalet. I'm sorry, Dalet. So he starts off. He says, "V'ini al kaparim is barer the lefidas korpsen shevenu al filu b'mkayim shloshchiach kal davetam ibeir." But there's no real chash that the Rebbe's chalav tame is still aser. Yisrael lo yomer akavar mibachot. You need Yisrael to do at least what he's supposed to do. Yeah, it's just a very strict thing. Now, which this is going to again lead us to discussion. I'm going to end just with this ha'ara. It's going to lead us to a discussion where, if you're in a place where I know they didn't do it for legal laws, or they didn't do it because they're scared for whatever reason they'll be scared for. Is that going to take the place of Yisrael Re'ehu? Again, Chazal and Madish over here, Yisrael Re'ehu, like you see in the Maramakim also, you know, it's based. What does the Mishnah say over there? Ve'elu mutarim v'achila, cholav shechal v'evchavim, v'yisrael Re'ehu. Chazal and Madgish, Yisrael Re'ehu. So I need Yisrael Re'ehu. What's considered Yisrael Re'ehu? That's what we have to Magdir in our Lima. And with that, we'll understand the different kulas that others may have had. We also have to Magdir what's included in Chalav, what parts of the Chalav is meant, what parts of the Chalav. Bez Hashem, Tziyat HaShemayim will continue.